The FDA at the present time has not agreed to sanction trastuzumab for node-negative disease. And that was based upon the North American studies, which had a paucity of patients that were node negative. There is a large HERA trial, which is the European trial, which was chemotherapy followed by trastuzumab, in which a third of the patients, about 1,000 patients, were node negative. And when you look at the forest plot, those node negative patients benefited. So that I think that's a disease you have to treat more aggressively. Where I think the problems we have in clinical management is not the 1.8, where I believe most breast physicians would agree, if you're HER2 positive, even though it's not FDA approved, to consider using trastuzumab unless there's, again, some other counterindication. It's the size of when you would not use it. In other words, there is retrospective data from the MD Anderson that looked at the literature that some T1As do poorly.
T1A being?
Less than 0.6.
So tiny tumor.
So the question really is, how small is small? And so, I don't think we know that.
So standard of care, if the nodes have been positive, she's going to get chemotrastuzumab and then hormone therapy. Mm-hmm. If the tumor is node negative, what you're saying is once it starts getting down under a centimeter, maybe people start questioning, but still a lot of people are thinking about even using it in those patients.
And the problem is there's a paucity of data for greater than a centimeter for sure.
So what specific regimen would she be likely to receive?
That's going to vary. And many physicians are using the intergroup study, which had some node negatives, high risk. And that was AC followed by T Herceptin.
And T being paclitaxel.
T being paclitaxel.